Salah's going to have a go! Absolutely sensational from Mohamed Salah! One of the goals of the season, and what a time to score it!
Welcome to EPL 1300.
And away goes Heung-min Son. He's isolated at the moment, working against Jorginho. Look at the pace. He's past Jorginho. He's into the penalty area. Heung-min Son! What a goal by the South Korean! Wonderful individuality from Heung-min Son.
Lexington's only show covering the English Premier League.
Has a goal! From Captain Marvel.
Now here's the host of EPL 1300, Lauro,
Todd,
and Mickey.
Holy cow. As the new season begins, we have to say Colley. I mean, you cut him out completely from there.
Well, it'll rotate on a week-by-week basis.
Oh, is that
how
we're
here,
going?
I'll throw his name in.
All right.
Sweet.
No, well, you would say sweet. Todd the Gooner, Mickey Sean O'Shea, Lauro. What a day this is.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You know what? Everybody's talking about tonight, the first preseason game in the NFL. Please.
Yeah, get out of here.
Please. If you want to talk about football being back, this is EPL 1300. Now we're talking football.
Yes, baby.
Tomorrow.
It's like Christmas Eve.
3 p.m. That's just what it's like. 3 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern time. Eastern time. The first game of the interminably long English Premier League season, which we love, will happen. It's the new season.
Right. Liverpool, Norwich.
Yep.
It's time, you know, Liverpool.
Hey, Norwich. Come on up to the Premier League. Oh, by the way, open the year with Liverpool.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Well, it's okay. They're in the English Premier League. They don't care.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're going back down. But that's all right. That's okay. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Really?
We'll see. Yeah.
I'm not certain about that one.
We'll see.
Really?
It's still early.
Okay. How's Fulham doing?
Well, you know, I pick my team every year.
I know you. That's my question.
You know, Spurs
you picked
guy.
Fulham
I
last
picked
year.
Fulham last year. I missed the mark. I'm trying to decide which of the three newly promoted teams I'm gonna jump on this year.
Well, you only got a few hours. I mean, you got to make this prediction before the actual season
starts. I'll make it before the end of the show.
Oh, okay. Oh. Here we go.
Which?
All right.
Who goes down? Who wins the league?
Yeah. Basing a lot of that on the three best words in sports: transfer deadline day.
Oh. All right, now,
huge.
Full disclosure, you are listening to this now at the end of the afternoon, early evening, because of commitments that the three of us have during this day. What we wanted to do was wait until the transfer window shut. I love that because the visual is some guy standing at a window and shutting the window, which will occur a little bit later from when we're talking about this on the show.
Yep.
So
noon Eastern this morning.
Yes. Yeah. But we think we only have a couple hours from when we're doing the show. We think that most of the stuff is done.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Sounds like it now.
You know, there's still maybe a few balls up in the air, but that's about it. Yeah
the soccer. The one big one, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we think we know what's going to happen with Wolf Zaha.
Yeah.
He right. didn't show up at Crystal Palace this morning. He worked out on his own and then went home.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a deal.
I think he turned in a transfer request yesterday.
He turned in a transfer request yesterday. They've been working with Everton.
Right.
Somewhere in the around market of £80 million.
Yeah.
Which is.
Well, that you can find that just about anywhere. Just sign it. Go ahead. Just let it.
I mean, Arsenal.
What's
they
complicated?
They've got that cash printing press that they've been using this offseason.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Arsenal.
To turn £45 million into like 150.
Hey, that's what happens.
When
you structure payments over a long period of time.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to clarify
pretty simple.
Here. Okay. Now,
J.G. Wentworth.
Yeah.
speaking of Arsenal, and we all know the Gooner is and has been for a long time an Arsenal guy. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah. Anyway, I have some good news for you.
All right. Here today. It is.
You ready?
Yes.
Guess who is number one in the English Premier League table? I'm looking right at it. It says next to the number one, it says Arsenal.
It's alphabetical.
Of course, they have 0 points.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
All right.
And it's alphabetical. But I am taking a screenshot of this and sending it to you without the points thing, just one
Arsenal.
That's
right. That's right.
And you can just look at it during the year, especially like after this weekend when they're already in the middle of the table.
Yeah. It's always very disheartening after those first couple of games. You're like, well, it was good while it lasted.
All right. Now, who do we start with? Arsenal.
Arsenal's got Newcastle United on Sunday. So it should be
at home?
No, away to Newcastle. Yeah. But Newcastle kind of seems like they're clubbing in flux right now.
Yeah, in flux.
They've been trying to they lost their manager, Rafa Benitez.
Yes.
The club's been up for sale for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
They haven't done a whole lot of investing. I mean, it's not a good situation over
right.
there.
I think. Okay, so maybe we can get in a way.
Yeah.
3 points on the road to start the season for the Gunners would be good.
Oh, absolutely.
And it would keep them number one.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I mean, it all comes down to goal differential, let's be honest here.
I forgot about that.
Liverpool playing Norwich City. I mean, they might ship four or five on them.
That's 6-1 Liverpool. I'm thinking Arsenal might already be five goals.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
we're probably differential.
If we're lucky. If we're lucky.
They'll win 1-0, maybe. No, they're going to score.
Yeah, let's
Arsenal. They just can't keep goals
they can't
out.
Keep the other guy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, we got David Luiz coming in, the Chelsea center back.
That's a big move.
Experienced 32-year-old. We'll see how he pans out. I like him. He's a good ball-playing center back, but he's also can be calamitous in defense sometimes. But, hey, that's the Arsenal way, right?
What else is new? Right. What's your point? I mean, he sucked. Did you hear that, Mickey? Mm-hmm. He sometimes can be calamitous.
Sometimes calamitous. Defensive.
That's the entire Arsenal back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. By the way, Aston Villa's in second place.
I've been looking at Aston Villa's ins and out. They've spent £140 million in this transfer window. It's incredible.
Well, because
it's a whole new team.
This is a club that was in the English Premier League. I mean, they're one of the new clubs that were promoted last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but this is not some run, just some team. Oh, look, they've been up for long periods of stretches.
They've got a strong history.
Yes,
they do.
Sure. And so now they're up. They got all this newfound money because they're not in the championship this year. Let's go for it. Hey, I like that.
I do too. It just when you bring in, they brought in like 12 or 13 players.
Well, that's the same thing that Fulham did last year, and they suckered me in with it last year.
Yeah, and that's just, that's dangerous. FC Cincinnati, same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
They had a complete turnover in their squad, and look, it's a different league. That's MLS, not USL, and look what it's done to them.
Right.
So, I don't know. To me, I'm always a big fan. It's not about the individual players that you have playing. It's about the team collective, and that's going to take a while for those players to gel.
They don't even know their
names. They will.
They don't even know their names yet.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Exactly. There's no established leadership in the locker room yet. So it'll be interesting to see how well they'll do. I think it's going to be an extreme. They'll either come firing out of the gates and be great,
or
it's just going to be another Fulham.
Right. All right. By the way, Mickey. We are sitting, our Spurs now are sitting in 17th place.
Yeah,
right on the relegation zone. Yeah.
Scary.
Yep. I don't like seeing that.
Get used to it.
Holy. No, because Sessegnon is let's think back, shall we, for a moment to January. To the last transfer window.
Right.
Being open before it was shut. We didn't make any moves at all.
Right, right. Ended up in the Champions League final.
I mean, I'm not saying, but maybe we could have won the Champions League and the Premier League if we had gotten a couple other guys.
Yeah.
At least, we made some moves this time.
Yeah.
And Mickey Sean O'Shea and I love Sessegnon. What is he, 12?
I think he's 19.
Yeah, it's
18,
great.
Just turned 19.
It's great.
The one I really love is Ndombele.
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 Yeah. Yes.
And then just completing, I think today, just completing the signature of Losenzo, the Argentinian.
From Real Betis.
Yes.
Betis.
Mm-hmm.
Betis. Yeah. Betis.
But this is good. These are
quality players.
Yes.
Yeah. And they've held on to a lot of players, too. I mean, they...
Harry.
Alderweireld, they kept, too.
Yeah.
Let go of a few...
Tentatively. Alderweireld could still go in the European window, which lasts extra month. There's some teams in Italy after him. Same thing with Eriksen, who, honestly... He's pretty much checked out.
Yes, he has.
And Pochettino, I think, is pretty much checked out from him.
And I'm okay with that. Okay. He's a great player, Eriksen. But we have other guys.
Yeah, and the two teams that have surprised me, and maybe it shouldn't just because of the quality that they already have, and the cohesiveness is Liverpool and Man City. They really didn't make a whole lot of moves this summer.
Well, I don't think they really thought they needed to.
Which makes sense after,
clearly the two best teams in the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But, that's always a risk, of guys getting complacent. One of the advantages to bringing in new blood is it provides competition for the established players.
And right.
Makes them,
It
can.
Yeah, but I don't see either of those clubs having the type of players that are going to think that way, that need that competition.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think these...
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not. I really don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I think managerially... How's that?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How many syllables?
Thank you very much. I don't think they'll allow it to happen. I know Klopp won't allow it to happen. And I don't think that'll be a problem.
Yeah, but it's just physically. That's always the worry with the style of play that those two teams play. You know, Liverpool or Klopp famously calling his style heavy metal football.
Yeah,
and you've got Guardiola who's got the high pressure. It takes a lot of work.
Yeah,
and it's 9 months long. And
well, I think they're up to it.
Yeah, I think they're up to it too.
Let's hope. Would like to see Tottenham leapfrog.
Yeah.
Them. All right. Yeah. Okay, good. We're going to take a break.
Let's do it.
And when we come back, we'll talk about, we still have some transfer news to talk about. We have to find some gossip to talk about. But this is awesome. We have the start of the season.
Woo!
Tomorrow. This is great. I don't particularly care about the NFL preseason games tonight.
Oh,
and apparently neither do a lot of these teams. Anyway, this is EPL 1300 with Todd DeGunner Davis, Mickey Sean O'Shea, Lauro, and Colley. I have to say it.
Okay.
He's been there from the beginning. Right. He's not here physically.
He's the godfather.
But by the way, it's his birthday today.
So
I gave him the day off.
That explains why I saw him running out the door as I was walking in.
Oh, yeah. No, he could. I couldn't even believe he was there for a minute. So happy birthday, Cullum Taylor. We'll be back. It's ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5. And the champions of the English Premier League 2019-2020 are... No, you're going to have to wait for that. Not doing that.
You're not giving it out
beginning of the segment. You'll
stick
wait till
around.
The end. That's how we end this show today, with our predictions.
Okay.
And how many are we going to do? Top six? Or are we going to predict the whole league?
I could do top six, and then we'll get relegated. We'll do relegations, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I may drop down to seven.
You always have to go that to extra one, don't you?
Well, because I have a shocker.
Ooh.
A shocker.
A chakra?
Shocker.
Oh, okay.
All right. Shocker.
Here he goes. He was doing Chris Farley impressions during the break.
Really bad ones.
You never know what he's... Anyway, Todd DeGunner Davis, Mickey Sean O'Shea, and Lauro. Right here at EPL 1300 as we await the opening match tomorrow of the English Premier League season.
They have one of the shortest off seasons, the Premier League, but it seems like it is the longest, because their off season is at the same exact time when everybody else is, and the only thing here to focus on is baseball.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if you're a fan of free agent signings and drafts.
Right.
But that 2 months, 2.5 months between seems the end like of the Premier League season longer. And the start of the next one just seems so long.
It does, but then you think they also have the longest season of any
yeah.
sport.
Well, because mm-hmm. they just go nonstop.
Beautiful. Plus, Chan, don't we have any cup matches going on this week or anything?
I don't think so.
Don't we have an Abadayo Cup or a something?
No, I think Champions League qualification starts either next week or in 2 weeks.
Europa like League
yeah,
qualification
Europa League
has been going on.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's all these. They've yeah. already. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Doesn't matter.
Wolves are through to the third qualifying round.
Oh, nice. For now, Europa?
That'd be great. I believe so, yeah.
That's my second team.
That'd be great.
We all know it. I'm still on board with the Wolves because they have the greatest manager name in the world, and they have all these Portuguese
Big
guys.
Sam Allardyce?
Did you see, just as an aside, they put a picture on Twitter of our guy Big Sam Allardyce. And if you're listening, you don't know who we're talking about. He is a legendary English Premier League manager who is usually hired because a club is going to get relegated, drop down to the next level league. And they bring in Big Sam, and somehow he manages to keep him up, and then they fire him.
He's an escape artist.
Yes,
yeah.
He's an escape artist, and he's been doing this for quite a while, although he doesn't have a job now, right?
No.
No, he's been out of the league for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. We ought to start a movement to get Big Sam back in one of the leagues, yeah. even the championship.
I think he's moved on to the kickball leagues.
Cool.
That's typically the style that he's played.
The foosball, which they have out at Picadome, you know, where you,
yeah.
You,
yeah,
they could do
going to be a manager of the stupid robot fighters.
Or the stupid robot fighting league. Okay. Yeah. You didn't see that yesterday.
That was on the Ocho?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed
it. Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, I missed it.
Anyway, why did I? Oh, they put a picture up. Big Sam was in a studio doing talking heads about the upcoming Premier League season. And there was a very beautiful woman standing, he was seated, standing next to him, and Sam was not looking at her face. Let's just put it that way. And this picture is hysterical. But more importantly, as always, the comments on Twitter were the fun. I just was sitting on my couch laughing out loud at Big Sam and the comments last night.
Of course, Sam.
Anyway, okay, now is Dybala going to Tottenham or not? It said before, he's not going.
I don't think
check
so.
My feed.
I never honestly thought it was going to go through just because there was so much. His wage demands are so high, his agent fees. He's got the image rights in Italy.
Right. He's playing in Italy now. The Spurs wanted
him. They handle that all differently than they do in the Premier League.
Right.
If it happens today, it will be a loan deal.
Okay.
They will put him out on loan, which I think is how they're signing Lo Celso as well. I think it's a loan with a
option,
with a buy-in. Yeah,
yeah.
Don't know if it's an option. I think it's a, here we're going to loan him to you this year. You're going to buy him
next year. Okay, that is different.
I
don't care.
With Dybala, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, we'll see. But this is
like
a big
dream.
This is a big thing. Lukaku is leaving Man United.
Yeah, United.
And
not having
United
a great
window. But they've made moves, which they had to do.
Yeah,
right?
Brought in a lot of defense. Brought in a lot of defense and got rid of Lukaku last night. Went to Inter Milan, which seems like it's a good move for all parties. But they still got Pogba there. They still got Sanchez there. Not that Pogba was a bad player, but you know, if they go on to sell him later in the transfer window to another European team, by the end of August, who are you going to have to replace him? You know what I mean?
So what? Somebody else from the European. I mean,
well, they can't come in.
They can't come in.
They
can only get people
out. Yeah.
Well, but Pogba, we all thought.
I'm not a big fan.
When they changed managers, that all of a sudden Pogba was going to go berserk. He was finally had the shackles off or whatever.
Right, yeah, they unlocked him.
He still didn't. I mean.
No, I agree. He's not that great, but still, that's a big presence.
Yes.
That's a. I mean, he's still a big player for him. Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know. They don't look too good. Chelsea doesn't look too good either. They've had that transfer ban.
Yeah.
They've only had one incoming, and that was because the deal was done.
Yeah, they signed
from, last year, right?
Last winter, they signed Pulisic.
1 minute ago from when we are doing this show.
Here we go.
What's happening?
1 minute ago. Tottenham have signed Fulham's England under 21 left back Ryan Sessegnon for £25 million on a 5-year deal with an option for 6 years.
Right on. But yeah.
That is great.
May not set the league on fire this year, but next year and
they have him for 5 years and he just turned 20. He just turned 21. Under 21.
Yeah, I think he's 20. I'm pretty sure he's 19.
Or 19, yeah. That's great news. And great think he will do very well there with all our guys around him.
Yeah, and that frees him up to sell off maybe Danny Rose, which they've been some of the...
What, is Danny Rose still there?
Yeah, some of the European clubs have been looking at him.
Oh, PSG. Do more than look at him, please. Send a limo for him. Send a... Well, it's England, so you send a boat.
Should we start a GoFundMe page for
him? Yes, yes. A Kickstarter to move Danny Rose off of the island.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. By the way, this is also good news for us here. The Athletic, if you're listening and you don't subscribe to The Athletic, it's $4.99 a month or something, mm-hmm. and it's the best sports writing pretty much there is. The writers they have are in The Athletic. All the great writers from different sports that no longer could work for their newspapers are writing for The Athletic.
Hmm.
They have an entire division now about the English Premier League that is starting up and will go all the way through. And I can't wait. It's just a recommendation, but they're fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's good. Here's just a little throw in here. I'm looking at live streaming press conference things and more from Brighton manager Graham Potter in today's press conference. He encourages players to be brave.
Good.
Okay.
I mean, you don't want cowardly fellas out on the pitch.
That's good
management.
Let's be brave.
Brighton.
I mean, what?
What does that mean?
Okay. Who are they playing? Are they playing Man City?
I have no idea.
Or somebody?
I have no idea.
We know it's a challenge this weekend, and one we need... Here, if this isn't coach speak, I don't know what it is, and one we need to be ready for. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited, but it's not about me. It's about the team and the club looking to get off to a good start. We want to entertain the fans if we can, but we know the challenges of the league. Also, we try to encourage the players to be brave and understand what we're asking them to do, which is what? Don't get relegated. That's what they're asking. No, whatever you do, do not finish in the bottom three.
That was the Brighton?
Yes.
Brighton,
Graham Potter.
They got Watford.
Yeah. I can see why he's...
You got to be brave.
Yeah, you do. Because when you're playing Watford...
Yeah, they're going down. I'm calling it. Brighton's going down.
Just based on those statements during the press conference?
Yeah. I got Brighton, Sheffield United, and Villa.
Huh. You got Villa going down.
I got Villa going down. And all that money
they
spent.
Wait a minute. I didn't ask for predictions here.
We're in the home stretch. In the final 5-6 minutes of the show.
Okay.
We've still got a couple minutes. So.
Yeah. Just calm down. All right, and you might, in the next 2 minutes before we do this, you might change your mind.
Yeah, all right.
We'll never know. You have right up to let transfer window slam shut.
That's right. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It says here it closes at 1700 BST.
Which makes it 5 o'clock.
It's
5 o'clock.
Noon Eastern noon here, our time. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time change.
I'm just looking because this is all live. Man, you agree. £74 million Lukaku fee with Inter. It'll be kind of sad not to have Lukaku to kick around in the Premier League for us anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think he's a colossal waste. Yeah, for as talented and as huge as he is on the pitch.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, some people in the media intimating that maybe that was his part of his problems, that he'd gotten a little too big.
Yeah.
Wait till he gets to Italy.
A little out of shape.
Wait till he gets to Italy.
He fits the Italian league better than he does the Premier League. Yeah, Premier League's a faster game.
I understand that, but wait till he's over there and pasta and all that stuff.
Yep.
Here in England, he was eating scones, and I mean, it wasn't that big a deal. Fish and chips. Wait till he gets to Inter.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. They think he's big. Wait till I see. Anyway, Tottenham misses out on Dybala. Sessegnon, Lo Celso set to join. Arsenal agree. We haven't talked about Luiz, really.
Yeah.
You know, £8 million fee for Chelsea.
Take it.
Yeah.
I'll take him.
And now that's a good move. They've got two guys with that big sideshow Bob hairdo on the Arsenal squad.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Saw a tweet where somebody said, I can't wait for Andre Mariner to give a red card to Luiz instead of Matteo Guendouzi.
I'm actually surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So well, referee looks around and sees a certain hairstyle and goes, come here.
Yeah.
And it's the wrong guy.
It actually did happen to Arsenal.
It did?
A couple years back. Oh. It was Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and what's his name? The left back, Kieran Gibbs, who got the red card for it. It was just a horrible mistake.
And they didn't have VAR.
He had it. Yeah. Gibbs was off, but they eventually rescinded his red card. Gave it to Oxlade, but still,
That's pretty funny. All right, predictions.
Woo!
Who wants to start?
Go ahead, Todd.
I already started.
Todd was eager. He's given us his drops.
All right, so.
Which was, Brighton, Sheffield, and Villa?
Yep. Brighton, Sheffield, and Villa.
Brighton, Sheffield.
Sheffield United, and Villa.
Okay.
And I'm going, big year this year, Liverpool. It's now or never.
Wow.
Champions of England.
Okay.
Liverpool. Tight race once again with Man City. I'm going Liverpool, City, Arsenal, sneaking in there in third.
Oh, my God.
And I think Tottenham's coming in at fourth. Huh. Chelsea, Wolves, United. Wolves in sixth.
There goes Solskjaer.
Should have never signed him to begin with.
I mean, really.
Should have never signed him to begin with. I'm sorry.
He's not an elite manager. We loved him when they made that move. Or was it just because... Oh,
he's a Scandinavian gym teacher.
Stop. is it just because you know who left? Thank you. I saw an interview with him on the beach yesterday or the day.
He's living his best life.
Yeah.
I fully expected him to be back in the...
Just go into punditry. Who
Italian
cares?
League or the German.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to go to the Bundesliga. Has he won a championship there
What's
yet?
What's the point? He gets all worked up.
What do you mean, what's the point? He's like 50 years old. He's got his whole life out of him.
He's pushing 60 now.
Wow, what an old guy.
What do you mean,
enjoy your best life, please?
Yeah, enjoy it.
He's a good manager. Okay. All right. Mickey?
Okay. I kind of agree with Todd. It's Liverpool's year. If you don't do it this year, when are you going to do it?
Right. Yeah. Okay, I agree.
So they're going to finish about 3 points clear of City.
Ooh, with points he's even Woo. Going. Okay.
Woo!
Spurs third, Arsenal fourth. It's going to be very tight between the two of them, but they're going to be 10 to 12 points behind the top two.
Did you say Arsenal?
Spurs and Arsenal 3-4.
What is going on in this studio?
We've had a great window, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Five, Manchester United. I think they've got enough defense just to, survive in the top six.
Okay. All right, who's your sixth?
Everton.
Okay.
Everton. Now, this hinges upon the Zaha deal getting across the line, as do my relegations.
Oh, God, I like Everton, too.
Everton six, and maybe even without Zaha, they're still good enough to go six.
Okay.
Chelsea seven, Wolves eight.
Oh, you're going eight deep.
Yeah, well, no. I wanted to get your Wolves in there.
Okay, thank you very much.
I like that Everton pick. That's
and
solid.
And who's going down?
That's really
dropping
solid.
Down Brighton, I agree there. Sheffield, I agree there. And depending on the Zaha, if he stays in Crystal Palace or goes.
Excellent.
Crystal Palace dropping, or if he stays, Burnley dropping.
Burnley.
Excellent analysis, Sean. I couldn't have done it better.
Well, you had a chance to.
I didn't. I definitely didn't.
You couldn't have done it better.
Yeah, I didn't.
2 minutes ago, you had. Okay. All right.
He wanted to go for the hot team.
A missed penalty kick.
He went Wolves instead of Everton.
It's a missed penalty kick.
Yeah, I like Everton over Wolves, and I also like Crystal Palace.
Wait,
especially
are you changing
if,
now?
I might change it. I like this. Zaha, if he stays.
Crystal, no, we can't know.
Crystal Palace
staying
up.
You've got to make a pick. It's not if. You got to make
true.
A pick.
It's got to be if.
No, because we're doing this now, not 4 hours from now.
As of right now, Palace drops.
Okay. That's
next week. I may reconsider depending on what happens with Zaha.
All right, okay.
What you got?
Liverpool.
We all got Liverpool.
Man City. Woo. Spurs. Everton.
Top four, right on.
Everton.
Get out of here.
Everton.
Oh, my.
Arsenal.
Take the
Man U. Wolves.
Had to take my headphones off for that one.
Okay. Well, you do whatever you want.
Got Chelsea dropping down in the out of the top seven. Down to eight with Chelsea?
No. Who did I say?
Liverpool, City, Spurs, Everton, Arsenal, United, Wolves, and that's where he stopped.
It's got to be Chelsea.
Yeah. Maybe Leicester. Maybe he's going Chelsea down to nine.
Let's put Chelsea at 13. Let's move Bournemouth up.
Who's going down?
Okay. Going down. Norwich. Norwich is already there.
Norwich
is already down. They may not play a match in the Premier League. We did this last year, too, remember? With Huddersfield, they were already halfway through.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Norwich. I'm going to say Newcastle.
I've heard Brighton.
Down. And before we leave, go over there, please. Before we leave, you ready, guys? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Colley. Happy birthday to you. Look who's made a guest appearance in the final minute of the show.
He's just come in to give his predictions.
Predictions.
He wants it on record.
Liverpool to win it.
Yeah.
Four of us.
Yeah.
Champions League. Liverpool, Chelsea, United, City. No Spurs. No Arsenal.
Now he's just
forget
being,
about the
he's
happy
just being
birthday
confrontational.
Crap.
He's just being
relegation.
Yeah.
Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Bournemouth.
Ooh.
Southampton.
Ooh, whoa. I know it's your birthday, but
Southampton have been struggling for the last like 3 years.
That's fine, but no Spurs in the Champions League?
At least they didn't say they're due for relegation.
Yeah, which is what he really
all right.
meant.
Are you going to be back next week when we actually have English Premier League games?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I only go season to season.
No, oh, is that I'm, what I'm, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you, took, back, the, you took the summer off.
I took the summer off.
Oh, well, it would have been nice
let
if you
let you guys stand
that.
In here.
All right. See you. We'll be back next week with actual talk about actual matches right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.